This will be the statement of Patrick Turner. The case number is 2019-2093. The time is 2015. And the date is April 4th, 2019. I'm Officer Sparks of the Olympia Police Department, and this statement is being recorded at St. Peter's Hospital, which is 413 Lily Road Northeast. Do you understand the statement is being recorded?
Yes.
Is this with your consent?
Yes.
Please state and spell your full name.
Patrick Turner, and that's P-A-T-R-I-C-K-T-U-R-N-E-R.
And your birthday?
10-19 of 85.
Your address?
9812 Steamboat Island Road, Northwest, Olympia, Washington, 98502.
And your phone, a good phone number to reach out?
360-878-3244.
Okay, Patrick, so I know we already talked, but now that we're doing this statement, just go ahead and walk me through what happened today.
Okay. Well, I was out walking around the lake area.
Which lake?
Capitol Lake.
Okay.
Downtown Olympia. I was assaulted by three individuals, three males. One of them, the white male, specifically stated, "Snitches get stitches." And so I already know what this is in reference to. Being the sex and drug trafficking that I snitched on from the clubs like the Society and Jake's on 4th Ave. I was hit about, I believe, 4 or 5 times to the face, mostly the nose, eye, cheekbone. And that was around 4:30, 4 o'clock-ish. Since that's my normal time to do my exercise. That would have been roughly after we had name exchanges and words and slurs. It got violent with these individuals. I believe it was at the Sylvester Street. And 5th Avenue, on the side where the park would be, where the grass is, so there should be a lot of blood on the sidewalk area. I was walking towards my car, which was parked in the parking lot, so that's why you'll be seeing a line of blood all the way going that direction. But since there was also bystanders, and of course lots of traffic around 4:30s, I believe that's why it didn't escalate further. Individuals did have weapons. One was like knuckles and keys, where he would put them in between his fingers. Another one had a blunt object. It was like a wooden stick or a walking stick. I guess that would be the best way to describe it, but it wasn't necessarily like a store-bought stick or anything like that. So I knew I was already outclassed, outnumbered, and overpowered. I didn't do anything, really, just accepted what was to be, and I kept walking, so I stood my ground and just went on. After I went to my car, then I went to the Providence Warming Center on State Avenue, where a lot of the street kids and stuff always go. They helped me clean up, and then since it wouldn't stop bleeding or anything, that's when I came to here, Providence St. Peter's Hospital, and got admitted, and they helped me, did x-ray and all that, make sure there was, basically no other crazy damage. I do have a broken nose, and cuts inside my mouth and nose that would take time to heal. Black eye, all that stuff, and this big gash on my cheekbone. These individuals I've seen before and know the crew that they work with. It'll be at the Society nightclub, which is 120 4th Ave. And again, also seen at Jake's, which I just think is 311 4th Ave, downtown Olympia there. it's in reference to the sex and drug trafficking, which is what I've been snitching on, because I got tired of all that being dealt with. The three big head honchos that have told me multiple times, basically keep my mouth shut, and I do have evidence, text messages, etc. Micah Grandy, Vincent Stoner, and Alex Boise. Boise and Stoner are co-managers. Micah's just a DJ, but he's a distributor and has lots of drugs involved there. So that's what I do know of this situation and these individuals. They work in collaboration with Black Panthers and the Bloods, who run the streets here, and help distribute these drugs as well. And so I'm not even like allowed to go into any of these clubs anymore, including some that we have up in Seattle. So they've locked me out of all that. I'm not supposed to interact with any of them. I have a hit out on me.
And how do you know about this hit?
Well, the individual who also said snitches get stitches made me also aware of it, even though I already knew, because that's what they do.
How did he word that?
You have one on you.
Do you make reference to it being a hit for your murder, or just he just said you have one on you? Were those his exact words?
I think that was the exact words.
Okay.
You have one on
and
you.
And which one of... So that's one thing I was going to ask. There, you said there were three individuals. Can you describe each of them separately, like what they were wearing, what they looked like?
Yeah. The white male, the one that did most of the talking and messing around, and I think got most of the punch, I think 3 out of 5 punches or whatever. He was about, I guess, 6 foot. He used short hair and or ball cap, I believe, because I don't remember any long or anything dangling. He had jeans and a dark shirt, a t-shirt. They were all baggy. He had green eyes. I remember that. So I remember looking into his eyes. And a lot of things that we did explain, because there was like racial slurs, there was a bunch of stuff going on.
So what kind of racial slurs?
Well, of course he was saying that like I'm a cracker and all this stuff, even though he's white too, but he was always saying nigga this, nigga that, and I don't know what's his problem, but he was also referencing like what I'm wearing, my clothes. And I told him Aryan means noble in the ancient Sanskrit language. And he was just saying, no, Aryan means you're just evil. And it just got way out of hand. It just escalated like drastically, but it kept going back to snitches. He's like, fuck snitches and F this, F that. And then my adrenaline started.
This was the white guy that was saying all this?
Yeah.
And then what did the other two guys look like?
And then there was the Mexican or Latino guy. I'm not too sure exactly what he is, but Latino looking guy. Like 5'6 or 5'6 to 5'8. He was shorter. He's bulkier. So I believe he's like 180, 200, somewhere in that range. He had jeans on and a polo shirt, white, and I think with designs, which the designs were like blue, but definitely the majority was white and polo. So still look more gang affiliated, I guess, style. Then the third one was a black male, about the same height as a white guy, so like I think it was about 6 foot. Still a more slender build. He didn't have long hair, so they all had short hair. He was slender. I don't remember his clothes specifically. He didn't attack me, I do not believe. Not 100% sure, but definitely the Latino and the white guy did. I've seen them before. They're street kids that, since I also work the street here in Olympia, Lacey area as well. And seen them around the clubs, the society, and Jake's.
Okay. And who had, you said there were weapons, something
yes.
about knuckles, and then one of them had keys and one of them had a walking stick. So who had which weapon? And were the weapons used during the assault at all?
Weapons were not used, no. I just got fist.
Okay. And who had what weapons?
White guy had the keys.
White guy did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I also, had mine and I went like this and swung it into the air. And he was like, well, why are you doing that? I'm like, because you got yours.
Okay.
But I didn't hit nobody or anything.
And who had the knuckles? You said something about knuckles. Like, are you talking brass knuckles? Or?
I guess it would be brass or metal or some sort.
Well, that style, the slip over?
Yeah.
Okay.
Knuckles of something.
Yeah. And who had those?
That was the Mexican guy, Latino, whatever.
Okay. And then the
stick was the black guy.
Okay.
Which I think potentially probably just a walking stick.
Okay.
Maybe he was just someone that came along. Maybe he wasn't. I don't know.
And you had said that you had been walking down Water Street by the pier there where they're doing the construction.
Right.
So it'd be 4th and Water. And this is where two of them initially tried to contact you and there was some exchange of words.
Yeah. So that's where it initially started. From Water Street, and I was making my way back towards the park and into the parking lot, so that's why we would see the trail of blood going that way. But it was after I crossed the street from Water Street onto 5th to get to where the park would be, that's when the violence occurred. So everything prior to that was just verbal exchange, but they did follow me.
So from what kind of verbal exchanges you guys have at that area, 4th and Water?
So
was it initiated by them? Was it initiated by you? How did it go?
I think the very first things that they were saying was hey bro, hey, and they were just like getting my attention because they were actually further behind.
Okay.
And then that kind of grabbed my attention, and after they started doing that, then started swearing. That really got my attention. I was like, yo, what's up? Okay, what? And then it just went from 0 to 100 escalation after I guess my attention was grabbed.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much for those next couple minutes, I would say a little bit more blurry because it's just words after words. And
so you were exchanging words with them, they were exchanging words with you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you walked away up to 5th, and that's where they followed you, and that's where it became violent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually I was walking, I tried to even get away a little bit faster. I know this is probably held against me. The cars were stopped to turn, so it was actually a green light. So, but I jaywalked to get away from them. But they still followed me and everything, and I couldn't get away fast enough.
Okay. All right. And this all happened around what time, would you say?
Oh, it was about 4:30.
Okay. Right down at Capitol Lake, the park right there.
Yeah,
on
Capitol Lake. And
the
I
north
think
side by Fifth Avenue.
Yeah. Okay. I think it was closer, maybe a little bit more towards Sylvester Street or Avenue or whatever that is. But yeah, it was in between Sylvester and Water. So I guess that area on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
But definitely on the park side where the grass is,
mm-hmm.
that's where
okay.
it all went down.
All right. anything else you can think of adding that would be of importance?
Other than that, I know that they're part of the crews, the Bloods and the Black Panthers, with Alex Boysie, Vincent Stoner, and Micah Grandy from the Society. That's all I can really add to this situation, that we have everyone knows I'm a snitch now, and the word on the street goes really fast. It's like a rumor mill. So one person knows, boom, like everyone in the whole underworld knows.
Okay.
So I can't even get out. I can't exercise. I can't do anything without anyone like confronting me now.
Okay.
I've been out. They helped put me into the hospital as well. Last week I got out Friday. And since then, I've just been getting harassed. I got messages from Micah, and he was like, why are you spreading all these rumors and stuff? And he's like, if you want me to be your enemy, I am now, pretty much.
Okay. All right, and I'll take a look at those messages after this. Anything else about today's incident you can think of that would benefit the statement?
I guess just I'm really tore up and bloody. I didn't want it to go down this way, but no matter what, I'm gonna continue on, stand strong, because I want justice and to save the boys and girls that with the drug and sex trafficking. There's underage victims involved, and no one's listening to my story, so I want to save them. And whatever it takes, I don't care. I will continue on to help them.
Okay. All right.
That's all.
So it's the same date, April 9th, 2019. The time is now 20:32 hours, and the statement will be ending.